Jude Thaddeus Hernandez, an organizer with the KMU in the Philippines, was killed by police last week. Jude was the 72nd organizer killed in that country in suspicious circumstances since 2016.
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Tuesday, October 10th.
Other top stories this week included Education International's conclusion that the worldwide shortage of teachers is threatening the right to an education for millions of children. The start of an historic walkout by 70,000 healthcare workers in the United States, and an update on the ongoing legal harassment directed at union leaders in Lebanon.
That's from the Radio Labor Show, which has returned from its summer hiatus. Hear more on the Labor Radio Podcast Network, laborradionetwork.org. Today's labor quote is by Manuela Estudillo.
And even though that I can change my long curly brown hair to blonde and change the color of my eyes to green, blue, brown, pink, or red, I don't. No, I won't. And so I'll fight to protect the roots of my race through night and through day because I have an accent.
In today's labor history, on this date in 1933, 6 days into a cotton field strike by 18,000 Mexican and Mexican-American workers in Pixley, California, 4 strikers were killed and 6 wounded. 8 growers were indicted and charged with murder. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. We're also supported by you, our listeners. Please donate now to WPFW's Fall Drive online at WPFWFM.org or call 800-222-9739. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.